These people are amongst the greatest quiz players in Britain. Together, they make up the Eggheads, arguably the most formidable quiz team in the country. The question is, can they be beaten? Welcome to Eggheads, the show where a team of five quiz challengers pit their wits against possibly the greatest quiz team in Britain. They are the Eggheads. Are you feeling as good as you look today?
Yes, of course. Definitely.
Right. Taking on the might of our quiz Goliaths are the Loveys from Berkshire. Now, this team met through their shared love of theatre. They've all been involved in many productions, both in front of and behind the scenes. Let's meet them.
Hello, my name's Simon, and I'm in IT sales.
Hello, I'm Debbie, and I'm an actor.
Hello, my name's Steve, and I'm a mortgage advisor.
Hello, my name's John. I'm a retired electrical engineer.
Hello, my name is Luke, and I'm a theatre producer.
So, Simon and team, welcome. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Not intimidated by this lot, I hope?
Yes.
A bit.
Yes. And all with some sort of acting connection, is that right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. So we're all Berkshire-based, and we do productions, both directing and also acting. We met through the love of the theatre, all of us.
Great. Will that come in handy today in some way? Will you need to front it up somehow?
Well, let's hope so, but I know there's no amateur dramatic theatre round, but hopefully there'll be some questions that we'll try and get our teeth stuck into.
Have you quizzed? Who's quizzed here?
Oh, you all have.
Okay.
This is the first time we've actually quizzed together, though, as a group, so it's kind of going to be interesting.
Okay, I'm sure you've got tactics that will be revealed in due course. Every day there is £1,000 worth of cash up for grabs for our challengers. However, if they fail to defeat the Eggheads, that prize money rolls over to the next show. So, Loveys, the Eggheads have won the last three games, which means £4,000 says you can't beat them today. Would you like to give it a go?
Absolutely, yes.
Good. The first head-to-head battle is on the subject of sport. So which Lovey wants... Is that a Lovey subject, I wonder? Probably not.
For me.
Is it me?
That'll be me.
Simon, OK. Simon against whom? Ooh. Which Egghead looks like they have not got their shin pads on.
Yeah, Judith.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm Judith, please, if that's right.
For so long, you've been avoiding. You've managed
to
avoid
it. I've managed not to have it for ages.
I know. Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Simon from the Loveys versus Judith from the Eggheads. And for once, it wasn't my fault, was it? I didn't say anything.
I didn't do anything. And you can go on not saying
it. Yes, I won't. To ensure there's no conferring, please take your positions in the question room. OK, so, Simon, it is sport, and would you like to go first or second?
I'd like to go first, please, Jeremy.
And here is your question, Simon. Good luck. At which point of the 2014 FIFA World Cup finals was the England football team eliminated? Was it quarterfinals, semi-finals or group stage?
Right, so I've been following the England football team for my woes over the years, and they haven't really done very well in the World Cups since I've been born. Quarterfinals, I think, and semi-finals being the best stage, but 2014 World Cup, I believe England were knocked out in the group stage.
Group stage is the right answer, yeah. It was that Uruguay thing, wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
El Suarez.
Who bit someone?
He did. Did he bite people during that game? I can't remember.
No, not that game. He bit Cellini in the Italy game.
He bit someone later on, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right, Jude. That's good. Good sport fact for you. Suarez bites people. Here is your question. How tall is the Jamaican athlete Usain Bolt? Is he 5'5", 5'11", or 6'5"?
It's very hard when you look on the telly to tell how tall people are. Oh, gosh, I don't know. But if you're very, very tall, sometimes you're a bit unmanageable and lanky, aren't you? Uncoordinated. I think I can say 5'11".
Right. Well, I'm 6'3", and he's taller than me.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Judith. 6'5".
It's very difficult to tell.
It is difficult to tell unless you're going to stand next to him. Yes, you're right. You're right. OK, Simon, this has started well for your team. Stephen Finn usually performs which role for the England cricket team? Is Stephen opening batsman, wicketkeeper or fast bowler?
I do like my cricket. I follow Hampshire. It's almost my local cricket team. And I follow England as well. And Stephen Finn, I don't ever recall him opening as a batsman for England, and I don't believe he's the wicketkeeper, but I believe Stephen Finn is a fast bowler.
Fast bowler is the right answer. Well done. You're very good. Judith, your second sports question. Let's see if we can get a run here. The sportsman Leighton Aspel won which of these events in 2014? Is it the World Snooker Championship, Grand National, or British Grand Prix?
I think I have heard of most motor racing drivers, so no. I don't know. Snooker.
Snooker is your answer.
Yeah.
If you get this wrong, Judith, you're...
I'm out.
You are out. I'm afraid, yes, you are out. I'm trying to break it gently here. The Grand National is the answer. Well done, Simon. This has started well for your team.
Thank you.
She can be very, very good on sport sometimes, occasionally. So you're through to the final. Come back and we'll play on. What a good start for the Lovies. The curtain goes up and done a brilliant first act. The Lovies have not lost a brain. Judith has been knocked out on sport. I'm sure I'll be harangued later about that, but it wasn't my fault. The next subject is film and television. So who would like this from the Lovies?
I'll take it, yeah? Yeah, go on.
Yeah. Go
on. No, okay. Take this one.
Now then.
OK, Luke against...
Chris?
It's
probably Chris, maybe.
Chris?
They're all good, wasn't it?
They're all good.
Chris.
All right, so Luke from the Lovies versus Chris from the Eggheads, who's definitely not a Lovey. And to ensure there's no conferring, please go to the question room now. Film and TV, Luke, would you like to go first or second?
Well, as it worked so well for Simon, I think we'll go first, please.
Good luck, Luke. Here is your first question. Which of these EastEnders actors was a contestant on the 2014 series of Strictly Come Dancing? Jake Wood, Steve McFadden, or Adam Woodyatt?
Well, I was a bit worried when you said about soaps, but... And I don't watch Strictly either, I must say, but I can't see Steve McFadden doing it. It's not Adam Woodyatt either, so I will go with Jake Wood.
Jake Wood is the answer. Well done. Chris, your question. In which year were the comedy films Twins and Big released? 1983, 1988, or 1993?
Twins is Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Big is Tom Hanks. Weren't as late as 93, don't they? Early as 83, so I'll say 88.
88 is quite right. Well done. Back to you, Luke. In which country do the four main characters reunite for a holiday in the In Between Us 2 movie? Brazil, France, or Australia?
Again, good question. I like the In Between Us. I haven't actually seen the second one yet. But I do know the answer. It's not Brazil, it's not France, it is Australia.
Australia it is. 2 out of 2. Back to you, Chris. Which programme won the 2014 TV BAFTA for Best Drama Series? Is it Top of the Lake, Broadchurch, or The Village?
Well, I think that seems to have got all the most plaudits and so presumably won the award was Broadchurch.
That's your answer?
Mm.
It's the right answer. It is Broadchurch. Okay, Luke, your third question. What is the name of the character played by Chris Marshall in the BBC detective show Death in Paradise? Is it Humphrey Goodman, Jack Holford, or Harry Cunningham?
Right, not a programme I am familiar with. Which one sounds plausible? Right, OK. Well, they all sound like they could work for him. I'm going to go with Jack Holford.
Is he right?
No.
Anyone know here?
Humphrey Goodman
is the answer. First wrong answer from your team. OK, Chris, you get this right, you're in the final round. Which of these box office flops starred Keanu Reeves? The 13th Warrior, The Lone Ranger, or 47 Ronin?
Well, The Lone Ranger wasn't a flop anyway. Don't think 47 Ronin was either. That was a sort of Japanese gangster samurai type thing. So, going by the title, which sounds like a pretty drecky film, The 13th Warrior.
Now, this is an interesting question because I don't know whether the others starred Keanu Reeves. Did they all star? They didn't.
No,
okay.
Only 47 Ronin.
Okay, only one has Keanu Reeves in it, and it was 47 Ronin, and that was the flop, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you were the only one who saw it. So, after three questions, you're level. And, Luke, you know what this means?
Right, so.
Sudden death. and I do not give you alternative answers. In the TV comedy show Little Britain, the character Dafydd most famously describes himself as the only gay in the what?
Well, thankfully, that is an answer I know. Yeah, used to watch Little Britain quite a lot. He is the only gay in the village.
He is the only gay in the village. Well done. Chris, your question, to stay in. What is the first name of the character that got married to Monica in the TV sitcom Friends?
Chandler.
Yes. Yes.
Is he right?
Yes.
Chandler's right. Where did that come from? Which brain cell? All right, just flashed up Chandler. Sorry, Luke. He's still in it. Brad Pitt and Jason Statham both appeared in which film, Luke, released in 2000?
The film is Snatch.
It is Snatch. Well done. You're very good. Okay, Chris. Ian McShane won the 2005 Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Television Drama for his role in which production?
Al Schweringen in Deadwood.
Yeah, Deadwood is right. So, on toe-to-toe here, you guys. Back to you, Luke. Which English actress played the role of Nurse Evelyn Johnson in the 2001 film Pearl Harbor?
I believe... not a film I'm seen or particularly want to see, but I think it's Kate Beckinsale.
Kate Beckinsale is correct. Chris, back to you. Sudden death. Who provided the voice for the alien Paul in the 2011 film Paul, starring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost?
Didn't he get a credit even? Not Ricky Gervais. Carl Pilkington.
If you get this wrong, you're out, Chris, because it's sudden death. Do you know the answer, Luke?
I do.
Go on.
Seth Rogen.
Yes, it is Seth Rogen. Sorry, Chris, you're out. And, Luke, you've got amazing film and TV knowledge. Amazing film knowledge, particularly. Well done, you're in the final round. Come back to us now and rejoin your teammates, please. Well, this is good, lovies, isn't it?
So far.
Yeah, two out of two, and really impressive performance just then as well, so... No change of strategy needed, Simon.
Not at the moment, no.
Okay.
See how it goes.
Still haven't lost a brain. The challenges. Eggheads have lost two. Getting lively, isn't it? Next subject is science. So who from the lovies? Again, maybe not an actory thing, this. I don't know.
Stacey, you're...
Do it.
Do you want
me?
Oh, go for it.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Okay, Debbie.
This is going to be a laugh. oh, God, they're all so good. I don't know who to take.
Well, it can't be Judith or Chris.
No, well, they're still good at that. Mm. How about Barry?
Yeah. Barry, yeah.
So I can smell him.
You don't have to move closer for that. All right, Debbie from the Lovies versus Barry from the Eggheads on science, which is, I think, one of Barry's favourite subjects. No, well, I mean, you know, he blew up his school laboratory, so it's not he's not that strong on it. To ensure there's no conferring, please go to the question room. So, is science your thing, Debbie?
Sometimes. It largely depends on what the category is. I don't think it's as large as Barry's.
Are you now close enough to Barry to sense the aura?
He's just got this most lovely aftershave on, and I'm loving it.
OK, it's wafting over, is it?
It is.
Very good. So, science, Debbie, good luck against Barry. He can go stormingly, and then sometimes, as he will admit, he can just... sort of blow up. So you could win this round. Would you like to go first or second?
I think I'll go first, please.
Here we go then with your first question. Good luck, Debbie. Ag is the symbol for which chemical element? Silver, potassium or mercury?
Well, I do know this. Yay! And now I hope I get it right after all that. I'm pretty sure it's silver.
It is silver. Well done. Your question, Barry. Which bone in the human body extends from the pelvis to the knee? Is it the tibia, the femur, or the humerus?
Well, the humerus is in the arm, so that can be discounted. The tibia and the femur both are in the knee, but I think the longest one in the leg is the femur, so I'll go from the femur.
Femur is quite right. Well done. OK, back to you, Debbie. Which of these extinct creatures was similar in appearance to an elephant? The quagga, the great auk, or the mastodon?
I was hoping woolly mammoth was going to come up.
Right, think about this. Great Orc. I'm going to go for Mastodon.
Let's see, teammates, do you think she's right?
Yep, that's why I'd have gone with
that. They like it. They all would have gone with that there. All right, you're right, Debbie. Well done, Mastodon it is. Very, playing very well, these challenges. OK, Barry, what is the scientific name for the common sunflower? Is it Helianthus annuus, Galanthus nivalis, or Digitalis purpurea?
Well, a Galanthus is one of my favourite flowers, but that's a snowdrop. And because it has the word helio in and it's sunflower, I have to go for Helianthus.
Helianthus annuus is correct. Two each. Third question to you, Debbie. The Fields Medal, which recognises outstanding mathematical achievement, is a prize limited to mathematicians of what age and below? 21, 40 or 65?
I can't see why they'd have medals for mathematics for people who were quite old. Not that 40's old, of course. Or 65. I'm going to have to veer towards youth and say 21.
21. Let's see, Barry?
I'm afraid she's wrong. It's for mathematicians under 40.
Under 40. Oh. 40 is so young these days.
Well, hopefully Barry will get this next one wrong for me.
It has been known.
We shall see. Barry, the Dutch scientist Antony van Leeuwenhoek was best known for his expertise in which field? Was it microbiology, particle physics or quantum chemistry?
Do you know, I've known that name for years and I've never known until now how wrong I was at my pronunciation. So thank you for that, Germany.
My pleasure.
But he did a lot of work with microscopes, so I would guess he was a microbiologist.
Yes, well done, Barry. Microbiologist, right. Not a hair out of place with Mr. Simmons here. Sorry, Debbie. One wrong answer was devastating for you. You won't be in the final round and Barry will. Please come back to us and we'll see what happens next. Now, how do we deal with this, actors?
Tiny. Yes. Have histrionics,
yeah. Awesome. All right, the Lovies have just lost a brain from the final round. They're keeping a very brave front on it. The A-Kids have lost two, though. The next subject is politics. Oh, press the advantage. Who wants this?
Not me.
John or Steve?
That would be me then, I guess.
OK, John.
Yes.
Which egghead can be Kevin or Dave, both on this end?
Kevin? What about Kevin?
Try and take Kevin out. Kevin.
Take him out. Take him down.
I've been told to take Kevin out, so...
OK, you're going to hurl yourself at Kevin. John from the Lovies versus Kevin from the Eggheads on politics. And to ensure there's no conferring, please take your positions. OK, politics, John. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll go first. Please get it over with.
So here we go, your first question. Which political party won the most seats in the 2014 election for the UK component of the European Parliament? Is it Conservative, UKIP or Labour?
Who won the most seats? It wasn't Labour. UKIP did very well. Did they win the most seats? I'm going to say UKIP.
Yes, you're right, they came first.
Ooh.
I was in the studio doing the graphics, so I remember it was there. But they kept going on about having won their first national election.
Yes.
UKIP is the answer. Kevin, your question. Number 11 Downing Street is traditionally the official residence of which politician? Is it Chief Whip, Chancellor of the Exchequer, or Leader of the Opposition?
Well, the Leader of the Opposition doesn't have a place as such. There's been, over the years, there has been some swapping about because of preferences for one building or another by different individuals. But traditionally, number 11 is the Chancellor and number 12 is the Chief Whip. So traditionally, for number 11, it's the Chancellor.
Chancellor of the Exchequer is correct. All right, so, John, back to you. After South Sudan's admission in 2011, the number of member states in the United Nations rose to what total? Is it 143? 193 or 243?
Wow, okay. 143 sounds way too small. I have actually been to the UN in New York and seen the General Assembly room, but I didn't count the chairs. Thinking how many teams marching at the beginning of the Olympics? I'm gonna have to go down the middle, or will I? No, I'm going to go for 243.
Okay, it's a really interesting question, this. So how many countries are there in the world, firstly, eggheads?
About 206.
206?
Some aren't members of the United Nations.
Yeah, so there couldn't be 243 countries in the UN. Okay, so there are not that many countries in the world. 193.
Nah.
Is the answer. Kevin, your question. Which former Labour Prime Minister died in 2005, aged 92? Harold Wilson, Clement Attlee, or James Callaghan?
2005, aged 92. I think I know what the answer is, but I'm just making sure. Clement Attlee actually died a long time ago. Died in the 60s. Wilson and Callaghan were both more recent. Wilson was born in 1916, so Callaghan was born in 1912. So he wouldn't have reached his 93rd birthday then. So yeah, it's Callaghan, James Callaghan.
James Callaghan is the right answer. Well done. Amazing with his dates, old Kevin, isn't he?
Frightening, yes.
It is frightening. John, who was appointed Education Secretary in David Cameron's July 2014 cabinet reshuffle? Was it Esther McVeigh, Nicky Morgan, or Liz Truss?
Yes. Well, she replaced Mr. Gove, who was not popular in some quarters. I think it's Nicky Morgan.
Brilliantly done. It is indeed Nicky Morgan. Well done. Ooh. Okay. That's quite a hard question. Okay, Kevin, your question. For what did the letter A stand in the name of the 21st US president, Chester A. Arthur? Was he Alan, Andrew, or Austin?
I believe he was Chester Alan Arthur. So, Alan.
I'm always amazed by your knowledge. Alan is correct. You've got 3 points. So you're in the final round, Kevin, because of your one mistake there, John.
I know.
About the UN members, I know, sorry. So please come back and we will play the final round. So here we are. This is what we have been playing towards. It is time for the final round, which, as always, is general knowledge. I'm afraid those of you who lost your head-to-heads won't be allowed to take part in this round, which is Debbie and John from the Loveys. And also Chris and Judith from the Eggheads. So I have to ask you, please, to leave the studio. Simon, Steve and Luke, you are playing to win the Loveys £4,000. Barry, Kevin and Dave, you're playing for something that money really can't buy, which is the Eggheads' reputation. As usual, I will ask each team 3 questions in turn. This time, the questions are all general knowledge. You are allowed to confer. So, Loveys, the question is, can you, with your 3 brains, defeat the Eggheads' 3 over here? And would you like to go first or second?
I will go first, please, Jeremy.
OK, Simon, Stephen, Luke, here is your first question. Which of these cities is located in the southwest of Switzerland? Geneva, Zurich or Lucerne? Oh,
I've never been to Switzerland. Southwest. It's Lake Geneva, isn't it? That's what I was thinking of, but I mean, I'm not entirely sure.
I don't think it's
Switzerland. That's Zurich. It's more central, isn't it?
I don't think it's Zurich. I don't know. My knowledge of Switzerland isn't great.
I would guess it's Geneva, but it's pure guess.
I've got a clue. Go wherever you want. Yeah. Wherever you think, Steve.
What's your...
You? Is that purely a guess?
Yes, I don't know the answer.
Okay, based on very little knowledge, but Simon has a hunch and it's served him well so far, so we'll say Geneva.
Okay, is he right, anyone?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Geneva it is. How did you get, because that is hard. How did the hunch work?
I don't know, I just thought Geneva.
Geneva.
Your sister guessed. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was looking at that thinking, I don't know how you guessed this one. OK, Eggheads, the UK number one single released by Cheryl Cole in July 2014 was titled Crazy Stupid What? Love, Girl or Time?
Love. Crazy Stupid Love.
Love it is, Dave. Thank you. 1 each. Back to you. Personal, published in August 2014, is the 19th book featuring which popular fictional character? Alex Cross, Jack Reacher, or Harry Hole?
I think it's Jack Reacher. Right. Alex Cross is a character in James Patterson novels.
Yes.
He's a detective.
Has Jack Reacher had 19?
Yes, he has, he has.
I've never heard of Harry Hole.
Never heard of Harry Hole, yeah, but I believe Personal is the 19th book in the Jack Reacher series.
I'll go with that.
Jack Reacher is your answer?
Yes.
And it's correct.
Hold on.
Okay, you've got two, you're ahead. £4,000 we're playing for. Eggheads, which of these famous businessmen attended university after leaving school? Bill Gates, Alan Sugar, Richard Branson.
Bill Gates famously
dropped out of Harvard.
Harvard. No, I don't think either. Branson certainly didn't. I don't think Alan Sugar did.
No.
Either.
No, but Alan Sugar didn't go to university.
But Bill Gates did drop. Yeah. He dropped out of Harvard.
Bill Gates is our answer. We'll go for Bill Gates, please, Jeremy.
Bill Gates is the right answer. Dropping out still counts as going, apparently. Your third question. Get this right, the pressure's on them. The Globe and Mail is a major newspaper based in which country? Australia, New Zealand, or Canada?
Oh, blimey. Any ideas?
Never heard of it.
Globe and Mail.
I thought if it's Australian, I would have heard of it, but
I've not heard of papers in this country, to be honest.
Well, that's interesting.
I've absolutely no idea.
It's a tough one.
But I'll go with the Antipodean theme.
OK.
Discount Canada, yeah?
For no particular reason, we'll discount Canada. Yeah. I've never heard of it. But out of Australia and New Zealand, the Globe and... Could it be an Australian one?
It's up to you. I've already had my...
I'll go with it. I'm veering personally more towards New Zealand.
Are you?
But for no reason.
I've already had my hunch, so...
OK. Well, again, we don't know the answer. Luke is veering towards New Zealand, and I have no better answer than that, so we'll say New Zealand.
The correct answer is Canada.
The veering didn't even matter. We veered away.
I'm feeling I've got Toronto Globe and Mail. Is that right?
Toronto Globe and Mail.
Toronto Globe. Yeah, I've heard the title. Yeah. All right, so... Eggheads, you have a chance to take the contest with this third question. What type of food is a Spanish bocadillo? Is it an omelette, a sandwich, or a sausage? It's spelled B-O-C-A-D-I-L-L-O.
I think it's a sandwich.
OK, yeah. Right, but Kevin thinks it's a sandwich, Jeremy. So that's our answer.
If you've got this right, the contest is over. Kevin says it's a sandwich. Neither of you two had an idea.
No, not a clue.
Kevin is right. It is a sandwich. We say congratulations, Eggheads. You have won. Well, storming start, and then ran aground slightly. But they're specialists in comebacks. This team, they are good. Commiserations, love. It's great to have you in. The Eggheads have done what comes naturally to them. Their winning streak is starting to gather pace. It does mean you won't be going home with the £4,000, so the money rolls over to our next show. Eggheads, very well done. Congrats. Who will beat you? Join us next time to see if a new team of challengers have the brains to defeat the Eggheads. £5,000 says they don't. Till then, goodbye.